In the business news this morning, consumers increase their borrowing to make ends meet. KiwiSaver balances struggle, but investors keep calm. And, of course, the latest from the financial markets. Consumers are turning to personal loans to make ends meet as they contend with high inflation and rising interest rates. The latest monthly report from the credit bureau Centrix shows personal loan demand spiked over August to a 10-month high, eclipsing more than $500 million in new lending. It's the first time this year the appetite for personal loans has outpaced levels seen in 2021. Centrix's Managing Director Keith McLaughlin says the rise is being driven by households needing to bridge the gap between what they have and what they need.
And we do tend to find that, particularly in the second and third tier finance market. If the money is required to meet a house commitment or a rental commitment or a repayment on a car, then they'll go out and borrow to bridge that gap. Whereas if it's discretionary spending, then they tend to ease back on that.
Keith McLaughlin from Centrix. The August report shows arrears for consumer lending products remains high as households prioritise their mortgage repayments over other forms of debt. Well, KiwiSaver funds have shown resilience, but investment returns have sunk as global markets endure a turbulent period. Financial Market Authority's annual KiwiSaver report shows funds under management grew by 10% to $89.7 billion for the year ended March. However, investment returns were just $1.3 billion. That was considerably lower than last year's record $13.1 billion gain. But it is up on 2020's loss, and it's more in line with returns from 2019. The authority's Director of Investment Management, Paul Gregory, says members aren't making rash decisions despite the market turmoil.
KiwiSaver members are becoming or have become more resilient. So it hasn't been quite the panicked reaction that we've seen in past periods of volatility. And indeed, there has been a sort of an overall migration of KiwiSaver members towards growth funds. So that's a long-term focused move to make. And so we think that's quite a good sign of resilience.
Paul Gregory from the Financial Markets Authority. And the average KiwiSaver balance was up 7% to just over $28,000. A new gender pay gap, or a new gender gap, is appearing in company boardrooms. It's between gender, between disclosure and transparency. That's the conclusion of a study by Dinathy Ranasinghe of Otago University's Department of Accountancy and Finance. And it's looked at the behaviour of 200 listed Australian firms. The disclosures in question are what are called non-GAAP. That is alternative performance measures outside of what firms are legally required to report, but they can give a deeper and broader view of a company's performance. The common ones that we hear of are such things as earnings before interest, otherwise known as EBIT, earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation and amortisation, known as EBITDA, also core earnings and funds from operations. Dr. Ranasinghe says women raise the standards of the board and management.
Due to the ethical innate ethical nature of women and the risk-averse attitude, women are questioning the managers more than, as opposed to an all-male board. And as a result, the managers are very conservative when the board gender diversity is high.
Dinathy Ranasinghe says the findings back the need not just for more women on company boards, but also improved company reporting standards. Coming up to 3 minutes to seven, let's have a look at financial markets now. Wall Street is positive. Banks, oil companies and big tech stocks are all up. The Dow Jones Industrial Average currently up 2.5%. The S&P 500 up 2.3% and the Nasdaq 2% higher. Our top 50 index fell 1% to 106 points to 10,959 yesterday. That's a near three-month low. The New Zealand dollar has got some strength following more calm on financial markets. Currently 57.1 US cents, 87.8 Australian, 50.6 British pence, 0.582 euro, 82.5 Japanese yen and 4.06 Chinese yuan. Brent crude oil is up $3.65, that's 4.3%, to $88.80 a barrel. OPEC Plus is meeting later in the week. Talk of production cuts there sustaining the price. And gold is up $36 to $1,695 an ounce. In other business news, the Chinese-owned Westland Milk has acquired local butter manufacturer Canary Foods for an undisclosed sum. Canary produces butter for a wide range of applications, such as airline meals, cafes and bulk food service. And new vehicle registrations have fallen as the market eases from record levels. Motor Industry Association says there were just over 14,800 registrations last month, the second strongest September on record, but 10% below last year's level. Overall, the market to date is just down a fraction for the first 9 months of the year. I'll be back around 8:30 to update the market numbers for you, but coming up to 7 o'clock.